Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Anthony, I love what you and Lee Nail Willingham have done. On the rare occasion when you lose, then you guys call Big Brother in to take the heat, which I'm built for this. You know, and I didn't think we were going to lose going into the contest. But it was possible. We didn't deserve to be the favorite, even though the celebration had such intent that it was personal. So I knew that you being a Class A hater, I knew that you'd have some scuttlebutt for this one because it's a tough one. Not that we lost the game, and that I prefer to say we were outscored by our opponents. That's how I like to use that language.
Just outscored.
We were outscored.
That's it?
Yeah, because...
You don't think they beat us up? They had their way with us?
I don't know. Beaten means you were manhandled. I have not seen the game. I saw the first half last night when I got home to about 4:30, and I'm looking at it, and I thought, after 4:30, the closer it gets to 5, you really start to jeopardize your health. In that, to what the human body and mind is capable of enduring. You don't want to put disappointment on top of embarrassment. And because a lot of guys that I adore were in town over the weekend for James Arthur Monk. And I said it was like a funeral with no caskets. Because everybody's there and it was an upbeat. It was... The documentary with he and Tim Johnson, the ministry they're doing, prisons with fathers, the whole, all that was really beautiful. But, you know, the thing about the event is the event. And if we don't win, and then we rolled out, I know it hurt you to see that uniform. I mean, it was different, dude. I'm looking at this going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, boy, them dudes, thank goodness that I got back to the studio. I left even before kickoff to get back here for postgame. Somehow I just thought, you know what, it's going to be a hell of a postgame. Because we have people happy because the uniform, happy because James Arthur, the jersey retirement, happy because the posse is in person, happy, you know, Doug. I mean, the night before, Joe T. Now, how big do you think that bill was? Theismann, Rippon, and Dougie all on the stage at one time.
Yeah, insane.
That was some coin. That was a commitment to excellence. And that's what James Arthur drew. It was very well done. But now, I don't even have the capacity to do a recap on it, because if you don't win the game, all that pre-party, pre-stuff to me is just, it killed it. It was really, I knew it would be difficult, but I didn't realize. And look, please give the Seahawks credit. You want to know what solid means? The both organizations, and what I thought it was interesting, is that because he was in Baltimore, you can't convince me that this job didn't come up in his mind, that he didn't at least explore the possibilities of not having to move. You know, being able to rent him something here and keep his career, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember if they talked to him. All I know is that if I'm in Baltimore and I'm available or there's a job opening and you don't reach out to me and show me some love, I'm coming back with a vengeance. His boys are solid. Don't hate when you see something done right, the right way. What are the key components? They put pressure on your quarterback. Check that box. What do they do that you don't do well? Yeah, show of hands. Everybody's got their hands up, but do you really want me to pick you? They run the ball. They stop you from running the ball. How often do we say this on pregame shows? What's the most consistent keys to victory in every pregame show every week? And how many times have we hit the bell? How many times have we stopped the opponent from rushing the ball and we rushed the ball down their throat? How many times we won a turnover battle? The penalty, but these are very simple. You don't even need to have a computer to figure this out. To know where you are. Now, you're going to hear, you know who. He'll be on at round 5. So just brace yourself for that one. But it's not an act. He is torn up. So I'm doing, Toby, these two 27, 26, 25-year-old kids last night. They're kids to me. Pardon me. And I heard them talk about their childhood. And see, they're getting mocked in elementary school. How this brand had fallen apart. And I know what the connection, and a lot of you reached out last night on X. You've reached out. Because you have several teams, you don't count. And you also, you play coy like it doesn't really bother you.
It bothers me.
But, you know, you're too cool for it to bother you.
Yeah, there you go. I'm cool.
Yeah, you'd be more like you know who. DC kid? You can't be. You must be Baltimore. You raised in Baltimore?
No. Raised down the street, actually.
You're a product of the DMV.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad because my team's just, they just can't stop winning. And I'm like, I'm sitting home. If I had fingernails, I would have bit through them. I would have bit my tips of my fingers off. And I feel so bad for the Blue Jays because they put a hell of an effort out. We're so cruel in our society how we dog the second place team in every sport, every category. But watching that show of nerves, the plays that are being made. And then we get to our picks. which I was an absolute embarrassment. The only thing worse is that I still might have won between you and the big guy. But as a group, we were horrible. That was an embarrassment. As a matter of fact, but as long as he doesn't win, then we're cool. But how about some of the contests? People left for dead come out and win. And we had a lot of people, I understand, because I left after kickoff to come back here. I heard there were people exiting in the first half. Is that true?
Halftime, early third quarter, you saw
waves of people. I truly hope that we are lucky enough to have somebody call that actually left the stadium. I would love a firsthand account if you left. And I respect you because you paid. You paid your money. And when you pay your money, can't nobody tell you how long to stay somewhere. You get them rolled up out that joint as soon as you get ready to. I'm not mad at you. That's not what I anticipated. I did warn you, though. We have to win. Don't do this to Arthur. And, man, that thing was blowing up, and I'm just watching it, and I go, when is this going to end? When do you think we'll start to sense that this year is going to stand on its own legs? Because last year, we've said it. I know I've said it. I've heard you say it. I don't know if the big guys ever really admitted it, but do you believe that we're officially into a new year?
Oh, the season's over.
You do, huh? Okay, I'm just checking.
The season's over.
I'm just checking because before Five was injured, and this is what having talented people on your team means. I never surrendered to losing. Until he got hurt, I was figuring out, and my mind works like, okay, we'll do that. As long as we're in range, I think he'll go snatch it. He's like Usain Bolt to me. You know, like him losing, but boy, there were some really tight races. But Bolt, boy, just knew how fast to go to get you. And now I'm wondering what life is going to be now that what I thought was a guarantee, as sure a bet as I would ever make in my world of wagering, it was on Five. So who's going to step up? Who hasn't stepped up so far? Because whatever you say, it's going to be new for us. Because we're nine weeks in? What's the one thing you think has to happen for us to get back on track?
You still think this season is, like, alive? Like, you still think we have a chance to go out there and make the playoffs? At 3-6, granted, we've been in this position before. But do you think we have a chance? For real?
I tell you what we need now. Bell cow.
A bell cow?
Yeah, you lost your bell cow on special teams.
Yep.
He's got a collarbone.
Yep.
But one thing Luke did was he left his scent. He left his footprint. That boy's footprint is as big as Bigfoot's. Because he left you knowing what he did. Not what he's going to do, what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's capable of so much more, but he can't play himself. This is the year that we're going to identify the next chapter of this labor force. Because I don't recall a ton of people banged up without Terry. Okay. You were out Terry all summer. You kind of knew that. It's not a surprise. Unless you tell me you didn't bank on him not being here. I got to bank on not having every one of my starters at some point in time, don't I? Or do I get to just tell you guys my bad and you just accept it? What's the letter of my job? What's my job description? Is to make sure we're covered, that we're good. How many children do you think actually go through insurance policies with their parents?
Like kids or like adults?
You trust that it's done.
Yeah.
You might have been that way because you just might have been that way. Maybe. I'm not going to believe it until I hear your father tell me that. But when back in the day, they would say grown folks issues. I love that when they said, boy, this is a grown folks issue. What the hell are you doing sitting in? This is for grown folks. Mm-hmm. This is, man, this is such a pivotal week. I can't, and we got to go in it once again without JD5. It seems a lot for 1 year. But the, oh, no, no, he cracked ribs year one. But he played through it. We know he was, and then he got hurt. So he takes pain well. But the more he plays, the more uncomfortable I get with the fact that I don't think we have a bona fide plan B. That's my concern now. Because I heard a lot of people today on 106.7 and 980 saying that maybe the coaches was at fault for what, not playing your best player on your offense? Or are you conceding? You were saying there's no way we could come back and win by a team that had six comeback victories a year ago? What are you saying?
Yeah, but the game
are
was...
you saying you threw in the towel when he went down? So he's that it now. He's like oxygen to us then. If he doesn't play in the game and we have no chance to win the game, that's a you problem. That's a lack of depth planning on your part. I didn't read the memo that says only can be one guy. How the hell would the Dolphins ever win it all when Earl Morrill took over for Bob Greasy? So wait a minute. You mean the only team that was undefeated also won with a backup quarterback? Yeah, that's badass. Yeah, it is. That's putting your foot on it. Yeah. And so I think this is an excellent opportunity for somebody on the offense to grab the rings and really get, like, this is my house. Let's roll. Follow me. I don't give a damn. It's a back, a receiver, an offensive lineman. Who is going to be the straw that turns the drink? Because five's out. Let's just say five's out for the rest of the year. And if I were his family, I'd be praying that that's the case. Now let's see what you're going to do. You're going to punk out or blow up and shock the world. Everybody that's done the unexpected has had to make an agreement with himself that you're going to be better than you've ever been. Well, why weren't they as good as they were from day one? They got all the slogans. So you're telling me there's a disconnect? Yeah, there is a disconnect. And it's not just attitudes. It's personnel. Because your people just flat out, in some instances we saw, aren't good enough. And you picked them. So I don't want to hear nothing about that. I'm just wondering, do you realize when the season starts? When are we going to flip that switch, cut ourselves on, and get into sweepstakes? What'd you think? Because you had a good year last year, people are going to just curl up and bow down to you? No, Slim, it makes them want to kick your behind even more than ever. That's how cats grow up. It's nothing personal. It just is what it is. You're going to curl up, or a snake curls up too before he launches. I really don't know. Do we have that kind of personnel that can fight through this?
I'm trying to figure out what gives you so much optimism that, you know, we can still turn this season around. We're 3-6, and we don't have five. And I understand you love the next man
the
up.
The big fella is going to join us today. And Brother Tischler, so he's not the only guy with size that we're going to have in here today. We will also have your guy, the big fella, BTP, is also due to join us today. So at 4:21, we'll take our first break. How are you going to react to this? And I want to hear a remedy. It might be old school. It might be car liver oil. You know, you might have, but I need one of them old school remedies. I'm not going over the counter. Y'all have shown me enough. I don't believe in your drugstore. Do not impress me. I need an old school remedy to get us out of this funk and get us going in the right directions. We'll be right back. I can't wait to go over our picks later this week with Linnell Willingham and Super Producer. I proved to be mere mortal this week and proud of it. It's lonely being pushed away from you guys. Always in the lone spot, you know. So this week I think was humbled, but no more so than being at the stadium and witnessing what I quite frankly didn't think was possible. And that was that our stadium would be controlled by aliens and that we would be taken out. Didn't quite see that coming. Derek, you have been you've been a soldier, and we appreciate you hanging on to Burgundy and Gold today. What's on your mind? We lost him? Oh, Derek dropped? Okay, D. All right, let's go out to – let's try Steve.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
There we
go. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Yeah.
We got the spaceship going.
Yeah, I was at the game last – let me just say, I was at the game last night, mm-hmm. and I felt – After halftime, I felt I was back in the Ron Rivera era, and just seeing all the fans leaving everything, it was just sad. But I'll say this, the fix to me is you start benching players regardless of status, position, etc. If they're not executing what the coaches want them to do, then sit them down, plain and simple. And I don't want to hear about, well, we can't afford to do this because – you know, they might not be experienced. Well, they can do at least as bad as the guys that are in there.
Yeah.
So give them a chance to play.
Yeah.
Seriously, just bench their ass. I'm sorry. Bench them. That's my suggestion.
I feel you. And that's not insane, and it's not an emotional tirade. It makes sense. I like it. I'm for anything other than repeating the same mistakes over and over and over. That has driven me nuts for years. Can't do that. I want some new blood, some new energy, and it's nothing personal. Appreciate the phone call.
Exactly.
Javon, you in OU? The Jason, okay. Good deal. My Georgetown Prep, I got to give them the credit. They got you actually being able to spell and to type.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, man, you know what time it is.
Man, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you should be.
With that result last night, but I knew it going in because there were no changes of note that was made. Bobby was still on the field for the majority of the snaps. Mm-hmm. And I don't get what their plan was going into that game. It didn't look like Cliff was doing anything that the Seahawks lacked in. And it just looked like they didn't have a plan. And I don't know. I do know. It starts at the head coach. But, like, I don't get the direction of the team. There's no identity. And that's disturbing going into week 10 of the season or week 9 or whatever it is. It's just we have no identity. And we're keep – like the injury bug is just killed us but there's no excuse. Our backup, like Torrey Holton, a fifth round receiver for the Seahawks, scored two touchdowns last night. McCaffrey, a third round receiver the year prior, gets hurt the first play of the game. It's not even a big impact. So I don't get the identity. Adam Peters has totally dropped the ball from last year being in the NFC Championship game. It's no reason why this roster shouldn't be better. But there was no developing. We are plucking aging veterans instead of developing. And whoever said Adam Peters was this top-notch next in line, he needs some help. And I don't know where that help will come from if, like, Josh has to step in and say, well, you need some help. Because the rosters, the people that he's picking are dropping like flies. So I for the life of me, I don't get it, Doc. And I know you're frustrated watching it because it's year after year of our defense getting gashed on prime time. And it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't. Do you think it should be some changes or no?
Well, still early for me.
Okay.
In this sample, because I'm thinking big picture, the development of your best player is all I care about. Now he's injured now.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, he's injured now.
We want to develop him in the game. Cliff Kingsbury should not be running an NFL offense. You can see that by the little eye candy that he tries to give you, like you say, and I got this from you. He's trying to be a Picasso.
Yeah, well, he's an intellectual. Well, look, when you go and you buy, if you buy a bulldog from the pet shop,
yep.
A pit bull, a great dame, and a chihuahua, they all have personalities. Yep. You get what you want and what you feel you can deal with. Yep. And that needs to be allowed to breathe. When we saw that, we're seeing it, we're learning it. But that's between his employer and that has none of the damn thing to do with me. I don't get involved in this white-collar stuff. Here's what I get involved in.
Yeah.
The record.
Yeah.
And the record last year, even though six of the wins happened on the last play of the game, they got the job done. So you got no problems out of me.
Better.
Well,
and I really wish the media would put a little bit more pressure.
Media don't hire him. Don't hire and fire. That's what adults owners do.
But they ask the tough questions.
What's tough
questions? Why?
What's a tough question that you would think you would like to ask?
Why is Cliff Kingsbury running? I mean, why is he not running the football more than passing it? And the Seahawks lacked in stopping the run.
Okay, so here's how I would break that down.
That should be asked.
So a head coach should not have to ask a subordinate why he's not doing something. He should be telling him.
No.
What to do.
I need the reporters that cover Cliff Kingsbury when he speaks this week.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we running the football? Because we can't pass protect.
That's fair.
So we got our quarterback injured again. And he had design runs in that game before he got hurt in that fourth quarter, Doc. So I don't and something needs to change. I need a
You can't play with an oxygen mask around your quarterback.
No,
I disagree
you
with
cannot.
You that. You cannot
but
either.
You gotta run
He's
the
a
football.
Player. He's tough as hell.
But you got to run the football.
I'm with you on that.
Dude,
I didn't even know 36 was in the game. I'm with you. Dude, you know how I preach it. I'm all for it. We should have three tight ends in and go. I want to establish who's the toughest group on the field in the opening drive. We don't do that. That's not his thing. So if the guy that's paying him is okay with it, why wouldn't I be? Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But I love your emotion with it. Unfortunately, you can't make a change for someone that likes the outcome. You can't tell me you don't like the outcome if you don't do anything about the problem. So that's the way it works. Now, you want the media to be tough. Ain't nobody got to be tough. This is point blank. And if the guy that's paying you has not brought you in to have a discussion with you, what are we going to do to change that? I think you're reaching on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is Mitchell with us?
Yes, sir. We got okay. Mitch Tischler with God. Us.
Big fella, I miss you, man. You know, I get this mini-me. I call Linnell mini-me. You know, he tries to invade our space. You know, and I notice how, he's always, I got Mitch. He's trying to rub it in. I get it. You know, I don't own Mitchell. But I get a little offended sometimes when you address yourself with these defensive people. It's your prerogative.
I haven't got time for you. I know what we're going to talk about. I feel like
we kind of been doing this for a minute, and now all of a sudden, you know who is blowing you up. But that's a topic for another discussion. Loved our last caller in there. We got an issue. Now, he addressed the media. I don't address the media. Everybody's got a job to do. Do you feel like a few issues that we're skirting around the obvious, or is it too soon to identify these traits as habits?
I mean, you tell me, Doc, 9 weeks into the season, is that too soon to start talking about things that need to change?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, training camp was for me.
I think this is something that probably needed to be talked about for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And, you know, within the flow of an NFL season, you know, you have training camp. You put in, you know, your game plan, your what you want to do on either side of the ball during training camp. The first couple of weeks now that, you know, it's way too much to ask any player to play during the preseason. Heaven forbid, you know, football players play football and get ready for games. So the first couple of weeks of the NFL season end up being, you know, almost preseason like, where you're kind of working through some of those, you know, issues. And we saw it early in the season, you know, some of those issues. But based on the success from last year, this group as a whole, you know, deserves a little bit of leeway in terms of, you know, they were able to build something that we haven't seen here in Washington in forever. They got to a, you know, an NFC title game, all those different things. But as things started to fall apart, there wasn't the urgency from the front office, from the top on down, to make a change to get somewhere where you can be more successful. And do I think moving Joe Witt from the, you know, coach's box down to the sideline really is going to make a difference? No. I think you're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic right now and hoping that, you know, something works. But there hasn't been the urgency this season from the get-go to follow up what you did last year. And I think you're seeing that, you know, that kind of play out now as we're 9 games in, the team's sitting at 3-6, and both sides of the ball are regressing week after week after week.
Anthony, sound like we just heard a chapter out of the good book.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, because I'm all with you. Not that this isn't something that can be changed. This is not a panic. What I'm looking right now is for conditioning. We got to be conditioned for this. I really don't even mind that it's happening. What I'm concerned about is, do we have the capacity to fix it? This is no different to me than a flat tire. Now, you can say we have AAA, and maybe that's it. You got somebody else that's going to come do it. Are we capable of changing our own tire? I have not seen anything that indicates that we are. And that's what I'm concerned with.
It's the old Mike Tyson adage. Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And this team has now been punched in the mouth, the nose, the eye, the ear, probably a couple rabbit punches in there also, and they haven't responded. And that's not something that I expected from a Dan Quinn-led football team. And, you know, you can talk about, you know, the culture being better and you know, being all in together and all these different platitudes that they throw out there. But sometimes, you know, having a good culture is being able to have those tough discussions with players and coaches and front office and everybody who's in the building about what needs to change. And I think that there, it doesn't feel on the outside like there's been that willingness to have those tough discussions, to have those tough talks. And I'm not talking about benchings and firings and all those different things, but you can have your tell the truth Monday where you go talk about all the things that went wrong, but clearly the way that they're trying to fix what has gone wrong,
they didn't cancel that. Worked. They still telling the truth?
I don't know. What do you think? You think the truth is being told? You know, you appreciate
it. No. Not again, but my level of honesty is different. I know, like I would say to any of them over there, every good program has a jerk on the program, in the program, that even on a good day, he looks like it's a bad weather day. He's never satisfied. He's always pressing for more. Can you identify that person? No. Now, I think that's an issue. Everybody can't be the good humor man. Somebody's got to be, again, my old company, Rent-A-Jerk. Got to have one. If you're going to get over and jump this broom. If not, then you never, ever surface get beyond mediocrity. Because it's too hard to be really good. It's too hard to win. Winning is very difficult. People talk about it as if it's something you can go and buy. And some people have bought it. Very few have, because you got to blend it. You can buy a recipe, but if you don't have that thing your grandma and them had when they didn't even have things that could measure things, then you never get it. Not everybody can be good at everything. So that's why I've always been consistent in saying, what is your objective? Are you here to make money? Well, you've checked that box. I want to know who here is willing to lose a limb if they're not a champion? Who's willing to go that far? Who's willing to go all the way to the brink? Or do you just want to be popular? Until you can't convince me that verbally, nothing you say means anything to me at this point. Nothing. Everything you do is all I monitor. Your results. And you're in the get results business. Don't have to blame anybody. But I would not be playing the same people and losing. Now, you can put your foot on that one, Jack. So what I question is that whenever anybody doesn't make lineup changes and does not win, I got a problem with that. And somebody's got to explain to me how that's acceptable. 301-230-0980 is the number. I do have a Georgetown Prep grad and a Syracuse University grad, so I might want to ask him. They call him Super Producer. I'm still trying to put that together as to what – oh, that's right. He's worked with Linnell, so you deserve something for that. So what do you say? What say you?
Mitch, I think – so DQ's gotten a lot of, you know, slack for the decision to keep JD5 in the game. Like, we've heard all the cons to, you know, why he shouldn't have been in the game. But do you think there was any value, like, whatsoever – for him being in the game? And I think, like, everybody's probably going to agree, like, the risk was, you know, not as great as the reward would have been, like, having him in the game because he's injured. But do you think there was any value, added value anyway, in terms of, like, keeping him in the game?
I give you real time doing the pregame show with Toby Altizer. And no. I'm looking at that. Again, I'm looking at it. And the thought enters my mind is that, first of all, JD5 has been his size his whole life. He's probably walked in some tough neighborhoods alone and survived. He's good. No matter what you think, this is not the first time he's been endangered.
Mm-hmm.
He's made a living out of doing the Houdini thing. Most ballers do. Plus, we're playing football. We're not playing paddle ball.
Yeah.
Okay. If I didn't feel, and they've done a good job this year, they've set him down and said no. They said no to him. Nobody's in charge of the team but the head man. And so you want to stop seeing him like he's getting hit? Block everybody. That's your alternative. I don't want to hear about who should play, who shouldn't play. Eliminate the competition.
Listen, Doc, in an ideal world, mm-hmm. you're right. That's the answer to the question. But you also have to talk about the reality of what we saw. And we saw Jaden running for his life from the start of the game. And I think it was the first time that we saw Jaden really press since we've seen him in a burgundy and gold jersey. I think you saw it early on with some of the throws, and certainly early on as he had to tuck the ball and run as often as he did.
Okay, well, then you should have benched him. If that's what you saw, then you should have benched him. But I've seen him in some tough situations and jumped out of it.
Listen, that dude is a fighter.
Yeah.
And sometimes the better part of discretion is the better part of valor.
Okay.
And that's when you need the head man. You need somebody who's overseeing things that pulls him back. They've shown the ability to hold him back from what he wants to do.
Yep.
You know, by not playing when he was in Kansas City or whatever.
I agree.
You need somebody to step up there. And when you look at the totality of what you've dealt with this season as far as injuries go, Jaden Daniels is now three straight games he's played in, he's gotten hurt in, three different injuries. I'm not saying that Jaden doesn't want to be out there and that Jaden's asking him to get pulled, but when you see a quarterback running for his life, plus you know the competitor and type of person that Jaden is, you have to know that he's not going to be okay, that he doesn't just sit back and sit in the pocket and throw a ball away if a guy's not open. He's going to try and extend the play and make something happen. And as a head coach, when you decide to punt from your 50-yard line down 24 points in the fourth quarter, you are waving the white flag. Whether you want to accept it in your brain or not, that's waving the white flag. Your defense has to be able to stop a running nose. Punting at that point is telling people, hey, we want to get out of here and keep this thing moving. So after they punt on 4th and 14 from the 50-yard line mm-hmm. at the start of the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. that's when you have to start protecting the players from themselves. And There are plenty of players. There's 53 men that are active on that roster. There's plenty of guys that can step in and play. And you look at some of the guys who have dealt with major injuries. Sam Cosby should not have probably been in that game late in the game there. He's coming back. You can't allow these guys to keep fighting the way they are when you as a coach are waving the white flag as to whether you're going to win or lose this football game. And you know what? Those are valuable reps for other players. These guys, this offensive line has been healthy, but you're not telling me that getting Allegretti out there for a couple plays and you know, getting him into the flow of an NFL football game might not have value as you move forward in this season. This is a situation where, yes, in an ideal world, you block it up better, you design it better, you call it better, you play better, and that fixes all these things. But those fixes aren't there. Those fixes are not there as we've seen this team constructed, as we've seen this team play from mid-August until now. And so at some point, you need to pull the reins back. You got to figure out where it makes sense and where it doesn't make sense. And to me, you know, in a couple of the group threads I'm in, you know, when they punted from the 50-yard line, I texted those threads. I was like, Jaden needs to get pulled now. And after that punt, Jaden was down at the end of the bench. He had kind of a towel over his head. He was standing on the sidelines at the end of the sideline. And it looked like he had been told that his night was over. And then to go throw him back out there again is just an unnecessary danger. You know, he's still working back from a hamstring injury. He still has the knee injury. Yes, he's healthy enough to play. Maybe he's hurt, not injured. But make sure that you have him hurt next week as opposed to now injured. And, you know, who knows when we see him next. But I'd be shocked if we see him again this season. And that's the problem is the urgency and the planning and, you know, the construction from the start. And we're reaping those rewards as a fan base, as a media team. You know, and as the football players on the field are trying to work their way through this thing.
I love it. I can't argue. Everything's valid. Somebody's got to make a decision. That's why they call you the what? The head coach. And the general manager.
Not the head coach.
And the owners. People in the position to make decisions. That's why they're tough. Because they're not for everybody. But I will never, ever feel sorry for a player being in a game, ever. Because to me, that's where he wants to be. Somebody's got to make a decision if it's in the best interest of the team and the results we're going to get. That's their job, not mine. Mine's not to seek weakness in men. It's to seek strength. And they got to get it figured out. Because we're saying a lot of the same things, but the bottom line is that we've got some mano-a-mano issues up front that are a lot simpler than what we've just discussed. And for some reason, a lot of us feel like we don't necessarily like running the football.
Well, I can't run the football right now. There's bigger issues. We can get down to the play calling and the planning and the execution and all those different things. Today feels more like a big picture, you know, let's let out our frustration type thing. But I mean, the inability to run the football, the inability to commit to running the football is a problem.
And very well said.
When you have a quarterback coming back from two leg injuries and he's the leading carrier in the game, that's a problem.
No, you're right. You know what, dude? That's why we love you. You're right. And it's frustrating, especially when the team doesn't win. And I'm in a horrible mood seeing that beautiful uniform just going to hell in a handbasket and my guy coming back to be honored and then they don't win the game. But you have just, you dropped it on us and I appreciate that. Tell that guy, what's the guy called All Ears? Yeah, give him, he dumped us. He dumped the late night crew, but tell him we still love him.
All right, I'll make sure he knows that.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I tell you, the big fella, man, as Coach Thompson would say, he is simply one of the best. 455 here, burgundy and gold today, and the young fella is getting the attitude. I got to go deal with him. Stay with us. We'll take some calls when we come back. Solutions. That's our goal. Something that we think can get us closer to where we want to be, and that's execution, points on the board, defense well rested. And have we dominated anyone recently? Can't get to where you want to go and not have a bloody path behind you. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, are we built for this? Are we actually built for this, or is this just a lot of talk? Tim, thanks for being patient. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Thanks for letting me in. One point I wanted to make was, with Jaden, I noticed we've seen Bo Nix and Caleb Williams and Drake May even been having some success lately, and their numbers a lot better.
Yep.
I know we're not beating our quarterback up, but we're going to have to pay this guy $500 million in 2 years. So was it smoke and mirrors last year, or is this guy that talented to trump these guys or even match up to them? Or is it scheme, offense, talk? In your professional opinion, do we have that guy?
Well, again, I don't do futures right here, right now. From an athletic standpoint, because of his twitchiness, I like him. But I like all the three guys you mentioned. There are things I like about them. Unfortunately, none of them could win without protection or pass receivers and a defensive-minded coach that gets results. So whoever ends up being number one in this, it won't just be because of themselves. It'll be because they have a defensive-minded coach that knows how to get people off the field, and they will have a running game that supports the quarterback so he doesn't have to be Houdini every week. You can put your foot on that one. Hell of a question, though. I like that. Marco, are you ready? Mark, we got you? Good.
Hello?
Yes, loud and clear, brother. We're waiting on you.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Brother, you've been on. What's happening? I thought maybe we caught you in a bad moment. Okay, I'm good.
No, I wasn't sure, man, but thank you, man. Yeah. I just want to say this, and I hope somebody could help me to tell me if I'm right or wrong here. Last year was unbelievable, amazing. I think we were the hottest football team on the planet last year. Everywhere I went, when I wore anything with Washington, Redskins, Commanders, no matter what, I was stopped and asked from people with different teams. This is my team, but we watching y'all. I mean, every time I walk to a Walmart, I live out here in Millersville in Pasadena. This is Ravens country. Every time I walk in that Walmart, anything with Washington on it, man, they stopped me. That's how hot we were. Anyway, I just want to tell you that. But anyway, I think what I'm looking at this year, we started off wrong, Doc. I'm going to tell you why. When you play against a team that have weapons and you don't have any weapons, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose. We don't have the weapons we had last year. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I want you guys to correct me if I'm wrong. We let go a player that stretched the field. Adding Debo would have been even more powerful. But they let one guy go on our offense. They waited too long to pay Terry. You're not getting everybody ready, geared up, ready to go for the season. I guess they were thinking that once we get Terry back in, we'll go get Debo, we good. No. I always felt something was missing. They might not have liked this guy too much, but this dude could stretch the field. And he showed off in the Tampa Bay game. I know y'all know who I'm talking about. And he really lit it up in the Detroit game, De'Ami Brown. Mm-hmm. If we had kept him, see, somehow worked that way to keep him. With Terry on one side, De'Ami on the other side, Debo, and whoever else. Jaden don't have to. He wouldn't have to work as hard. It looked to me sometimes that I know those are his favorite targets, including Ertz. So a lot of guys don't get the ball. And even right now, I don't know if he even trusts other guys. I hear the sports announcers when they, announcing the game that your guys that are open, and Jalen, he just takes it. He'll just run with it, and he got the wide open. I'm not sure how – I've seen it a couple of times. But, you know, I really hate for this guy to keep getting hit like that. And, again, I'm going back to what I said. I think we let our weapons go. I mean, what I'm saying with Terry, you know, the way it started off, man, then he get hurt. So, you know, when you start losing your weapons, it's hard to win against a team that have all of theirs.
But you can't – you can say that. I can't live that way. I don't chase the pass. As soon as you gone, you have rest in peace. Because I still have a project that's got to be completed. I can't do nothing about those that are gone. But you're entitled to do it your way. I do it my way. I don't give a damn who's out there. Everybody should be trained. If I have an adequate staff, then I'm supposed to be able to make it work. My recipe doesn't need designer fruit or designer nuts and stuff. It just needs the basics. Because I'm going to put it together with that secret sauce that I may keep a secret. But other than that, everybody's pretty much the same. I don't chase the pass. We got to develop some new things. And I don't see people being developed. Even if they are being developed, they don't get to play in the damn game. So how would we know how much they progress? But in the meantime, I still am pulling for them to be the best version of themselves. I'm just not as patient as some people are. And it's starting to really irritate the hell out of me. Because it's not showing me what are we getting out of practice. What are we getting out of what y'all do all day? Right now you're making your own system. You're making me question the system. And that's not good. I got to hustle to Carolina. Peter, thanks for being patient. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc. I love this show. Love you. Listen, you know, things don't work out all the time. You can be the best coach. You can be the best GM and have a lot of luck like we did last year. You pick the right players. Everything was perfect. This year, nothing is perfect. We started off with our best player, Terry. He should have been signed. I don't care how much money. They just pay the man so he's in camp. That's what started this whole thing, in my opinion. And I believe that, listen, they made some choices. They made some mistakes. They thought some players were going to be better than they are. That's just the reality of it. And the injuries that we have sustained this year, and it's not an excuse, it's just a fact. Last year, San Francisco was 3-14. 3-14, San Francisco, with one of the best coaches of all time. Everybody knows how smart he is. But what are they this year? You know, they're 5-2 or 5-3. They're doing better. You got to leave the system alone. You got to give them a chance to massage it. They've made some mistakes. They've had some bad luck. But I still believe in this whole group. I definitely believe in our quarterback. And the last caller hit it on the head on a lot of things. When you don't have your top guys, and I know it's just an excuse, everybody was injured. The first thing that happened last night was McCaffrey, you know, blows out his shoulder. You know what I mean? This is the kid that's ready. He was ready to pop out. He was just definitely ready. And, you know, and Jaden did miss a few. I seen Mr. One of the players, 83, was wide open, and Jaden decided to run. So it's just a team thing. They're not on the same page. They're not having the results that they want to have like they had last year. And they got to regroup, and I think they will. But you know what, Doc? One of the things that I don't like about this team is they don't let the young guys play. They just don't.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of young people that just don't get on the field.
Yeah, I don't quite get it, but that's when you trust your skipper, and because he's the guy that's going to lose the most if this doesn't work. So I think you respect him and give him a chance to go with it. It's not for me to understand. It's for him to win on the scoreboard. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do as long as he wins on the scoreboard. And right now, he's not. Derek, thanks for being patient. Welcome.
Thank you. I want to say everybody is blaming the coaching staff. They're talking about Dan Quinn needs to be fired. They're talking about Cliff Kingsbury needs to be fired.
Not everybody.
I just think that's the – well, I mean, yeah, I think that's the – well, I mean, I've been listening off and on all day, and it seems like it's always a caller that says that, you know, they want to get rid of the coaching staff. But not too long ago, which is last year, they were saying that he should be the coach of the year.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. What have you done for me lately? It's the society.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think we're placing the blame in the wrong place. the callers before, we do need weapons. You know what I'm saying? I hear you saying that we need to work with what we got. I'm sorry. Drake May has Stephon Diggs. Caleb Williams, he has Roman Dunze, DJ Moore.
And we had Scary.
Bo Nix, he got Sutton.
Well, we had Scary.
That's what I'm saying, but we didn't have him because we didn't have him from the jump. Because he decided to do the same thing, and I'm talking about Mr. Adam Peters.
He decided to do the same thing with
Terry that he did with Brandon Ayuk. You want to play this game like you don't want to pay your player, mm-hmm. and then you get in the season, you get hurt.
I feel you. I feel you.
And then let me take it back once again. Jaden Daniels, he had Martavis Bryant, and he was clicking in the preseason, clicking. And he came up to the podium after he got cut, and he said, how am I supposed to – I don't know if you remember that, but he said something to the effect of, how am I supposed to learn the system or get on with my guys if I got to bring a new guy in? And then we got Noah Brown in there, which was great, but then he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? We weren't prepared. Adam Peters, man, I don't think that he replaced the stars that we had last year. I don't think that we didn't add, we subtracted last year, and it shows. We didn't do anything on the defensive side of the ball. We brought in his guys.
Well, they brought in some meat up front. But you know what? The guys are hurt now. Three of these people are injured.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he brought in all the guys with injury prone. If you look at the Chiefs game, Cliff Kingsbury drove us down the field. They threw the ball to Debo and hit off his hands, popped in the air, and then we got a whole new ball game. Come on, man. You can't blame the coaches. The players are not – they're putting these players in position. They're not executing.
I'll give you that. I think players play. Coaches make design influence. They influence through design. But either way you go, this is a rotten egg right now. And I'm not trying to cover up the stench. The stench is block wide. They chose this. Now, I will say one thing out of circumstance. I'll go back to that Ravens practice in pads that never happened. Mm-hmm. I think it hurt both clubs. No matter how intelligent you are, this is still a caveman's game. You can't intellectualize your way through this. Sooner or later, you got to punch somebody in the face. And you got to take a punch. So that's good. Good call, D. Appreciate you on that. Where you going next, Anthony?
We got my man, AP.
AP.
Uncle Walker.
What's up, man? Hey, man. Now, this is what we deal with, and we have a lot of experience at this. One thing about it, Misery Monday is no stranger to any of us.
You ain't lying. And I'm having a case of the Lombardis today.
What the hell is going on?
Again, what the hell is going on, Doc?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, Doc, I sat at a bar yesterday. By the time it got 21 Donut, and maybe yourself are familiar with this, and you play in the game of Madden, and it's 21 Donut, you give up the sticks, Doc. Because I'm just like, man, what are we doing? And again, you know, I was guilty today of, you know, giving Dan Quinn grief about leaving Jaden in there. But at the same time, and I get it, as a warrior, you know, you die on the sword, you die with your shield. But there still needs to be some logic in place where it's like, game is out of reach. It's like how you win in the preseason game. Get your reps, whatever. All right, pull your starters. You know, you had a good drive, pull your starters. But in this case where you see your quarterback has people in his lap every time he gets the ball, take him out. Throw the damn towel. This was Drago versus Apollo Creed yesterday. Throw the damn towel, get him out, live to see another dad on down.
Can't argue that.
But We're going to have a lot of questions to be answered in this offseason, dog. I appreciate you, brother.
You got it, man. I can't argue that, although every bone in my body is saying that, you know, football players play football. And this is what they do. And he's as tough as nails. He's been his size most of his entire life. He's comfortable. He's okay. You don't have to try to protect him. He can walk home alone. You know, he don't need an Uber. The dude, I feel that confident about him. He's a warrior. But maybe then we need to protect his protectors and get them. Are we missing blocks that we maybe should be making? I mean, is there a breakdown in our protection, our technique? We got some guys battling their butt off. We got to check everything. Everything needs to be checked to make sure we're the best we can be. This is not over. This is not my end of season show. Not to me, unless they just lay down. And I just don't think that, I don't believe that. So how do we fix this? What's the next step? How do we get better at putting points on the scoreboard and stopping our opponent from doing the same thing? Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? When do we start? Because the game ain't it. I can't trust you now with the games. You've shown me that. So I'm curious as to when does this start? I would really like to know. 301-230-0980. Help a brother out. Dominique, what's on your mind?
Doc, so I was at the game last night.
Me
blew
too.
Up from Tampa over the weekend to go watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have a serious problem for an organization and a team when the best part of the game last night was the opening intro light show.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best part of the game last night, was the light show. That's the product that you put on the field? I mean, this thing starts in training camp. We have a soft organization. Soft. Players are soft. Coaches are soft. From top to bottom. And I'm gonna include Terry McLaurin on this, too. I don't care that he's hurt. But you know what? He cried all training camp about getting money. When you know what? He was already under contract. Get your ass on the field. You know, you, Doc, you play for the greatest coach in franchise history in Joe Gibbs. You tell me, would Joe Gibbs ever let that happen in training camp?
Well, again, you're talking about coaching in poverty as opposed to coaching now in the free agent market. I don't think they're comparable whatsoever. And you don't have to combine the two. They stand alone on their own. We had people that held out, a very few amount of people that could afford to do it. If you can afford to do it, most businesses, it's done. See, I don't care about who's not there. I could care less about that. I'm focused on why haven't we developed people to replace him. We take people.
I mean, that starts with Adam Peters then.
Well, does he coach?
He picks the players.
Yeah, but okay, you can pick a player. You've picked relationships with people throughout
your
life.
And he picked the wrong one, Doc.
Well, are they
wrong
or are they not coached up? Why can't it be both or one or the other? Just because he picks them, are they supposed to be perfect? You know damn well that's not true.
Correct.
Why does it take guys so long to get on the field? He doesn't have anything to do with who plays.
Coach is coach. I get all that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to open up the box for you to give you some insight. Don't believe everything you've read.
No.
Okay.
I don't believe a lot. But I'm just saying, I think this whole thing started, this whole debacle of a season started in training camp. You know?
Yeah.
And it starts with at the top.
And if somebody tears an ACL in training camp, that coach or whoever decided to have those people, they'll catch hell. That's how we are. We want it all. And I don't blame us for wanting it all. That's why it's high glamour. That's why you pay people lots of money. But with that comes a demand. It becomes something that we're very close to, and we want to see and get results. And some of us have been asking these questions from day one. Not all of us was out there acting as if they were real practices. Be careful who you say when you bunch everybody together. Because some of us know damn well what's fake and what's real. But sure. You hear people reporting as if they was at a damn Super Bowl practice, which to me, they should have the credentials ripped from them. Everybody wants to enhance this. Here's the basics. Either you can block and tackle or you can't. And if you can't do it well, how about get somebody to teach you how to? Because the results are right in front of us right now. Every single time I get behind a microphone, I say, what is the key? Control the LOS, line of scrimmage. Whoever controls that will probably win the game. And so what's the shortest course? Straight ahead. Straight ahead. What do? Flare, leak, sprint. Okay. So don't call me asking me. You know damn well I know. The question is spread the word. Because either you're being conned or you got a very low football IQ. This is not that damn complicated. If you don't believe me, look at the Seahawks. How they have reframed their program. They went on a lot of hype, too, with the Legion of Doom. They backed it up. You don't hear all that talk coming out of there now, but the dude can coach. And they're number one in several categories. They control the line of scrimmage. Why be 325 pounds if you're going to have them go backwards the whole damn game? I don't get it. Appreciate the phone call. We got to go to break and we come back. You got a right here to express yourself. I didn't think JYD was going to call this week. I'll be damned. He is there. I can't wait to get back. 301-230-0980. This is the way it should be, the good football programs. People should not be calling up here talking about Halloween and holidays. When we lose, hopefully all of us lose together, and we hate the idea of this, and we can't wait to get back on the fast track. Stay with us, or we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anthony Haney on Vibes, getting it done. As we kind of take this to another level, somebody's got to do the dirty work. 301-230-0980, the Syracuse Orangeman had him fired up. Sean in Connecticut, welcome home.
How's it going, Doc? Long time no talk. Hope you've been doing well.
Yeah, man, we're doing what I got to do.
Yeah, I respect the grind. Just got a couple of things I want to hit on here. Mm-hmm. Just feel like this coaching staff is more focused on moral victories than actual victories. I remember back in week two when they got embarrassed by the Packers, they kept Jaden in the game when the game was over, kept calling QB runs. Look, he gets hurt out for a couple of weeks. Then we see what happened last night. I was actually last night. I saw the Seahawks go up 14-0. I turned the game off and watched the movie with my dad. Later in the night, I get a text from my good friend who goes to LSU, big Jaden Daniels fan. He said something along the lines of, why is he still in? He just broke his arm. Looked it up, and I have that image permanently seared in my brain. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I cannot agree with you enough on the importance of the line of scrimmage. It just feels like, with this Cliff Kingsbury offense, I started calling him Cliff Bubble Screen Kingsbury because it just feels like we're too cutesy. We're trying to do too much flash or anything. But I just want to, like you said, go north and south. And so that type of stuff just drives me insane. The timeout usage drives me insane. Joe Witt drives me insane. The there's just so much stuff this season. And yes, people are so quick to blame the coaches. And I do think this team was not anywhere as near talented as we thought it was before the injuries. And then after losing, 15 starters, I think I saw, it's just insurmountable. But at the end of the day, obviously they can't see in the future. If I was head coach, I would have taken him out before he got injured. Of course, it's easy. Hindsight is 20/20. However, it's one thing to keep him in down 31 with 12 minutes left. It's another thing to run a RPO. And yes, you can say, oh, he should have handed it off. Oh, he should have thrown the ball away. You don't put him in that position. So it just drives me insane. The lack of it just, I don't think they're just not thinking. They definitely are, but it's just so frustrating. And then you see last week, Jalen Lane had a drop ball on third down, then muffed the punt, went out on the one, and then the first play on offense, they're running a screen for him. I don't care about moral victories. I'm not here to coddle people. I want to see if a guy's not performing, you bench him. And so I hate to see all the injuries. I hate to see Luke McCaffrey go down. I still don't think you use a third-round pick on a kick returner, though he has been great. So it just feels like so many just stupid decisions that I will admit, I was a fan of a lot of them that has backfired. The Lattimore trade was terrible. The Debo trade didn't move the needle at all. Tuntle's been good. But other than that, it just seems like after last year, it was kind of a fluke and the magic of Jaden Daniels. And then they tried to put a Band-Aid on an amputated leg. And then we see what happens. And so now we're hopefully on a fire sale, and we got to wait till next season to the offseason to even regroup. But it's just frustrating. And the moral of the day is, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I just want a franchise and a team that I can be proud in and not scratch my head and be bewildered by a number of decisions.
Well, but I would give you a tip or two, and that would be embrace this. Because it's not a short-term issue. It's a long-haul issue. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You sound like you want it to be 100 or 200. You're at the wrong track meet. This is a marathon, and you got to judge it in the process, because it's almost like teaching a young person how to live long enough to become a mature person. You have the talent there. How you use it, that's on you. But I don't want to hear what they don't have. The kid should be catching I said, is he catching 200 passes on the jug game a day? Because he's got wheels. Do you want wheels or hands? I'll take the wheels. I'll teach him how to catch. You can't teach somebody how to be fast. So y'all figure it out how you want to take it. I have no problem with this. I just need the intensity jacked up because I don't listen to it anymore. I'm not into verbal. I'm going to play this press conference for the rest of y'all to hear, but I don't need it. What I need to do is see my results, not hear them. Appreciate the phone call, man. Don't quit on yourself. Alex, you're next. Alex on four.
Yeah, Doc.
What's up, brother?
DOC. Hello?
You are live.
Well, anyway, to me, the responsibility here is on both the players and the coaches. Okay? You can't tell me that preseason games don't mean a damn thing, and they don't. But it gets players ready to play. And the way you practice is the way you're going to go play on the real games. And this, our offense is going against a terrible defense in practice. Okay? So the guilt here is the coaches and the players. And Daniels, you know, everybody is saying, oh, this is an injury-prone dude. I like him. I think he's a great quarterback. I watch a lot of football, and I've been through a lot. Watch my team get embarrassed like that. But I think we have a very good player here, and we need to take care of him. But you cannot do it. He can do it by himself. When the line cannot even block, they can't run block, they can't pass protect. How many times this guy got hit last night? So I think it's a scheme, the coaches. I wouldn't mind seeing one of them, you know, being let go. Because the responsibility right here, you almost cripple a franchise player.
Well, I like to judge the race at the finish line. Because a lot of times the guy in the middle of the pack ends up winning the race.
Well, guess what? The race is over.
Well, but you don't even really believe that. It sounds great coming out of your mouth, but I don't think you believe that. I know I don't believe that it's over.
I've been through the good. I mean, I'm one of the long time.
Right, and you've had your behind kicked just like a lot of all of us. But it's not a time to quit.
Yeah, I know, but
they can still flip the script. They're not out of it. Well, you can put them out of it in your life, but they're not out of this. If they want to be in
anybody,
it.
Anybody, who you going to have? You don't have. Mariota's not going to take us there. Mariota's not, I mean, too old.
Then who's your team? Who's your team?
Who's my team?
Yeah, who's your
the
team?
Skins. Always for life.
Okay.
But this thing is just,
Well, let's do this then, because me and you this ain't going to work.
You cannot tell me, Doc.
It's not going to work between me and you. It's not going to work. I don't deal with quitters. If you quit, why are you on this line right now? You damn sure ain't going to recruit me. So you'd be better off on social media. You're wasting your time. And when you change your attitude, holler back. I'll be here waiting on you. But I don't quit. Ain't no quitting me. I'm going to adjust. I'm going to refocus. I'm going to be flexible enough until the contest is over. Then we'll deal with the offseason. But to quit midstream, I'm not built that way. Good luck. Let's go to Lap. Lap, welcome home.
What's up? What's up, DOC, Southeast? Hey, thank you for taking my call. Man, it's tough, man. I just think, like you said, Doc, they got to regroup because it's just a reflection on, you know, everybody, man. Everybody got to look themselves in the mirror, man, and get this thing together, man, because This not what we signed up for with this new regime, man. So they need a little bit of adversity, get kicked in the butt, man. Hopefully they come back. If Mariota the starter, which it looked like he gonna be, we gotta rally around him, man. I mean, we got injuries, Doc, but we can't make excuses. Everybody got injuries.
Yeah, I feel sorry for everybody that has not been able to taste the champagne of a championship.
Yeah,
I feel bad for you.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be in this, involved in this, if I didn't expect to win it. Now, we're ways from that, but that's what we're, it's a process. The process has to be accepted by all. That's why I love Big Tony. His team has been terrible until here recently. And now they've been really about to adjust, right? You can tell it.
Yeah.
They're about to adjust.
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about. Had he quit on them 3 or 4 weeks ago, he would never be able to call this station again and talk to me. But nobody quit. Not a true champion doesn't know how to quit.
Oh, no, no.
Because a lot of y'all ain't won nothing but jacks. Yeah, you won your Cracker Jack boxes growing up. The treat, the journey is what's so exciting about this.
Yeah
it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing going through that with Art. What's new? It's not the first group that has failed us. And if they're not the group, they'll be gone too. Richer than they were before they came. That's what they do. They play us like a violin.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going now. Just, you know, I don't want to hear no talk. They can't do anything for me but the game. The game is the only time that we'll reunite. I'm with you on game day. I'll be pulling for you. But you can't tell me nothing about what you're going to do. You can show me. You can't tell me nothing. They're going to make me play a clip coming up. And because I want to keep my job, I'm going to play it. But other than that, you spoke loud to me the other night. From the time that ball was kicked off till they blew that gun, that last gun went off, you were talking to me. I heard you. And I don't like what I heard, but I heard you. So today, this is on Anthony. See, he's dying to play. Him and that guy, that Linnell kid, it's all they want to do is play what people say, sound bites. Hell, this ain't a music class. This is action course.
Dog,
now watch, because he don't play it because they outnumber me. See, 2-1. They team up against me, so they're going to play it so you all can hear what they got to say. I just saw what they do, and it ain't good enough for me. Appreciate you, man. Anthony, you going to play it now or you want to go to JYD? Because you know JYD, he showed me something. He showed up today. I didn't think we'd hear from him.
Let's get him.
All right, JYD, you have our condolences.
What's up, Doc?
Well, you know, man, you know I was waiting on you.
it's like this. I went through this last year at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Whatever. I didn't like the results, but that's what it was.
That's the way it is. No, I appreciate
it. And yesterday, I didn't like the results.
Yeah.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
I see things that I don't like. I see Chris Jones really not holding up against the run. I see a whole lot of things, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this. Most of us are not going to ever own a football team.
That's right.
The closest we're going to get is to own a fantasy team. And then you can release players and do whatever you want to do and this and this and that. But as my mother used to always tell me, anything man-made, anything that has to do with man, if you think that you're not going to be disappointed, then you're in the wrong business of life.
So oh, amen, amen.
So that's the way I look at this all. Are there things that should be done at the park? Yes, it should be. I still keep up. I still keep up with the team. Whatever. And I want them to win. When whatever. But it's like this. If you think that this kid is not going to get hurt, then you got the wrong guy. Because he is going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt simply because I can't say that he's injury prone right yet. I can only say that, is he going to get hurt because of the offense that you run, the RPOs that you run? And it's going to happen. That's just the way it is. And you better learn how to take the medicine, and you better learn how to have, and you better have a good backup behind him.
Yeah, amen.
It's just going to be whatever. That's just the way it is or whatever, you know. Should he, like I keep saying, should some things be changed? It, it, most of the time, you can't change it in the midstream of season of the season. That this has got to be done in a new season of preparation. You got to get him more under center. You got to get him more under center. Maybe you need, look here, I keep saying Rodriguez right now and Nichols are your best backs. That's your best backs.
JYD, you're on the same page.
Rodriguez can be slamming it up in there.
We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same things over and over and over. We don't coach. We don't decide who plays. We don't do any of this.
They're going to do what they want to do.
There you go. And everybody going to get paid and move along. The only thing that will get rid of all of them is a rotten record. And if you keep messing around and don't win games, all of this will backfire on you. But I got a robe.
There you go.
A bank full of calls. Appreciate you. David, thank you for being patient. Oh, we'll go to break first. Anthony has spoken. We got to go to break. Anthony, when are you going to play that sound you're dying to play?
When we come back.
Okay, you don't want to miss this. He's so excited about listening to the sound from the park. We'll be back. Brother Haney, fine job. We were promised Linnell Willingham today, and what happened? He called him.
Hey, I told him we had too much going on. The phone lines were buzzing. We were getting some good conversation. So I made the executive decision to move that guy to tomorrow.
All right. Well, it didn't fit. Not the first time he's been rejected. It won't be the last time. It won't be the last time. And we've got, about 2 minutes?
Yep.
Oh, man. You know what? Too bad we're not going to be able to get Big Tony on. I really was looking forward to hearing from him since they got a victory. And I know he posts up when they win, and when they lose, you don't hear from him. Got him about a minute. Mike out in Bowie. What's up?
What's up, Doc? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm just waiting on this clock to tick 60 more seconds, and then we out of here.
I could hear that in your voice this whole show, to be honest. But I'm going to make it quick.
Yeah,
I'm not happy. Give you something good to think. I know. So, look, here's my question for you. Do you think, like, the league has changed since they got rid of, like, preseason? It seemed like preseason was a good thing back in the day.
It's always changed. It's always evolving.
But when it was like the 3 to 4 games is what I remember, you know, like the starters.
It was 6 when I got in.
Solid games.
And it was crazy. It was barbaric. It's safer now. I'm all for what they're doing when it's around safety. But that doesn't mean you can go at it harder than you can. And I want you to hold that question and hit me back Wednesday. Because we got to go to break. I don't want to leave you hanging. Hit me back with that Wednesday. I'll be back. And we'll do it again. Because I owe you that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.